at what point you felt like you found yourself as an artist? You know what I'm saying? Because I see a lot of artists going through changes, you know, and then they finally find themselves, then they finally get the success. So at what point you felt like you actually found yourself? And talk to me about, you know, the trial and error phases you went through before you found yourself as an artist.
I mean, well, you know, of course, I started out, you know, street rap.
Mm-hmm.
I started out, I was in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Rapping about who got shot, who got locked, this, that, and the third, you know, that was my world, hustling, you know, I was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just was really there. So it became to a point where, you know, I saw a shift in the music business where, okay, this might not be what I want to really be talking about at the time, you know,
mm-hmm.
even though I come from that, that's in my heart. You know, I want everybody want to come out, they want to be that.
Keep it real.
Keep it real,
mm-hmm.
so to speak, you know. So, I just knew that once I started making money from it and, you know, saying, okay, all right, I'm going to do this for my living.
Mm.
This is what I love to do. I do this. I was doing it when I wasn't making no money and the art of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've always found myself. I always knew who I was and where I was always popular.
Mm-hmm.
Always the popular dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always knew where I wanted to be at with it, you know? And so I pretty much was always in my mind, I'm going to be a star with this.
Right.
If I'm going to do this, I'm going to be a star with it. And then there came a time where I said, whoa, it's bigger than my block radius.
Mm.
This music is really bigger than my block radius. And I think Master P had came out.
Okay.
He came out with Bout It, Bout It.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard that phenomenal story about him selling all these millions of CDs on his own.
Mm.
And I think that story took me to a next level as a business,
mm-hmm.
man. And I was like, yo, okay, I don't gotta wait for these guys to give me no check. I don't gotta wait for them to tell me, you know, my music is hot. It was a guy I used to go check in the city. His name was Greg Riles. He passed, and I was always recording. I would always take my music to him and play it. And one day I took my music to him and I was like, Greg, I'm coming to see you. He was like, all right, come up and see me. I came and saw him and I played 2 or 3 records. He stopped the room. I was like, what happened? He was like, listen, I know you got it. I know you're talented, but I'm tired of hearing it. What are you gonna do? Make demos forever? You're gonna be stuck in demo hell?
Mm.
This is what you're gonna do? You're gonna just keep making these demos? When are you gonna let the world know that you have this?
Right.
It took me all, I was mad with him,
mm-hmm.
but when I left, it just turned on a light switch, like, yo, this is the end of you going around, asking, playing records for people. When are you going to turn this to a business?
Right.
When are you going to start making money from this? You don't have to wait for them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I went, I pressed up my own music, and I was in the street for a long time. People know me from selling, this is not no exaggerated numbers. I sold hundreds of thousands of CDs
mm-hmm.
on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Out the back of my trunk, out the bag when I ain't have a car.
Yeah.
Running around in malls, security locking us up for being in the mall, selling CDs, and like really did it. And
mm-hmm.
selling our own music, original stuff, not rapping on nobody music, just original stuff, like really was there with it, you know?
Yeah.
And it was at that point I was like, okay, this is where I need to be, because the game changed so much. One
mm-hmm.
time they'll tell you, all right, how many records you sold? Then the next time is, how many times you were spent on the radio? Then the next time this, how many this you have? How many?
Yeah.
So it's always
analytics.
It's always a remix.
Mm-hmm.
Till you find out what the real spin is.
Mm-hmm.
It's about that bag.
Right.
You always feel like, yo, what's the button? They be like, yo, they ain't push the button. No, they ain't put the bag behind your shit.
Yeah.
They ain't spin that bag on you. That's what happened. You feel me? So, yeah, man.
Nah, I feel you on that. It's definitely, it became analytical, man. They're all looking at numbers now. You know, how many followers you got, how many CDs you saw, how many spins you got on radio. But they missing out on a lot of talent, you know what I'm saying, that's out there because of that, you know. But I guess it's a business, you know what I'm saying? They're looking for somebody they could do business with and partner up with so they can
make
money. You
for
know?
Me, the real thing is, yo, go look at my shows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shutting down 100,000 people at a time.
Mm.
Everybody messing with me.
Right.
Everybody fucking with me. And not only that, they never heard me
mm.
on the radio. They never heard me. When you see me on the stage, you go, my man, you see me rocking 100,000, 70,000 people on these tours. Mm. These people never saw me a day in their life. Why are they acting like that when I come on? There's something there.
Right.
So could you imagine if they heard my records on the radio every day? If I was getting those spins, could you imagine what it'd be? So it goes to show you the star power is already there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's just how do you capitalize on it? You know what I mean?
Right.
Who's taking notice? Who's paying attention? You know what I mean? How do we get the attention of these people to look like, yo, okay, here's a guy. I never heard his record, but why are they acting like they heard his record? They look at these people; they're going nuts.
Yeah, there's something there. Like you
something
said.
Is there. Mm-hmm. Something in there. That power, that star power to really do it is there. You know, and they singing the record off the rip when they hearing it as if they heard it 100 times. So that's real to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you really tell, not by if you got. 1 million followers, because we know what that's about.
Yeah.
We all know what that's about. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You feel me?
You pay for that.
Yeah. I ain't want to be the one to say it, but
right.
We know what that whole thing is about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So could we really judge from that? Nah, we can't. Because what if I got 10 million followers and it's all BS?
Exactly.
You feel me? What if I have 10 million followers and it's just all bullshit? And then you still put me out and not one person come to support me?